Hello, it's Wednesday the 6th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Parliament returned to work on Monday following its summer recess, and the Liberal Democrats in mid-Bedfordshire pushed for a writ to be moved through the Commons for an early October by-election date. The Lib Dems would have preferred a ballot on the 5th of October, but it now appears more likely that it will take place on either the 12th or the 19th. A by-election was triggered after the formal resignation of their MP Nadine Dorris on the 27th of August following widespread anger over her lack of representation in the constituency. Miss Dorris enjoyed an almost 25,000 vote lead in the Conservative stronghold during the last election, but for the first time in 92 years, that safe seat may be in jeopardy. Bedfordshire Police's Operation Metal is using a zero-tolerance policy towards crime in Luton town centre. In the last month, 15 arrests have been made, £32,000 in cash has been seized, and illegal drugs worth close to £3,000 have been confiscated. The Liberal Democrats and Labour are being encouraged by progressive groups to strike a deal in mid-Bedfordshire to ensure that a split vote won't guarantee another Conservative candidate win. Compass, a Liberal multi-party organisation, pointed to Boris Johnson's former constituency in Uxbridge and South Ruislip, where the recent by-election was lost by less than 500 votes. The dilemma now is to determine which of the two parties is in the most favourable position to win over the heavily Conservative voters in the area. Rest Park in Silso is already thinking about its Christmas Lights trial event, which will run through the month of December. Festive refreshments will complement the surrounding light art installation on the property. Tickets can be purchased through the My Ticket web portal. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.